Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. On this day in 1930, the news of the discovery of Pluto was telegraphed to the Harvard College Observatory. Sabine Arndt, whose name was changed by the editors of RBB for reporting purposes, a teacher of German as a foreign language, has taught refugees at three Berlin language schools and doubts that the system is suitable for teaching all pupils a good command of German. Her first school in the northeast of Berlin was a horror, according to the teacher, remarking that it was all about money and there was fraud involved, adding that she had been asked by the school management to approve lessons which she had not held, which she did, afraid of losing her job. In some cases, course participants were billed on lists who had long since dropped out or changed schools. This system works via attendance lists. The Federal Office for Migration and Refugees, or BAMF, pays the schools for each pupil. Ms. Arndt went on to say that the school principal demanded to not lose any students, no matter how they behaved. Some students deliberately scheduled doctor's appointments during class time or reported to class stoned, for example. Ms. Arndt also complained bitterly about the school management, adding that they had done nothing, played down the incidents, and there had been no pedagogical concept. This particular language school, according to RBB, is run by a private company that entered the integration course business shortly after the big refugee move in 2015-2016. Interview requests by the RBB were ignored by the company. Two other anonymous German teachers with whom the RBB was in mail contact with did not experience such incidents of billing fraud and pedagogical failure. However, they confirmed that many language schools are primarily interested in full participant lists. To do this, schools often throw their courses together indiscriminately. One of the two teachers wrote that they had experienced that A1 beginners were in the same course as advanced students who were preparing for the B1 exam. The other teacher added that all courses had to take place under all circumstances, even if participants were not suited to be together in a group. She therefore often had to prepare lessons twice, once for the very good students and once for the very bad ones. Ms. Arndt says that she had experienced this problem at all three language schools where she was employed, stating, quote, "There were some older women from Afghan villages who had never been to a school, sitting next to Syrians with a degree in engineering." The RBB confronted the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees with these accusations and received a written answer from them, stating, quote, "We take your criticism very seriously and follow up information regarding individual agencies. Regular, unannounced on-site inspections ensure compliance with all specifications." The federal office neither wanted to confirm nor deny that accounting fraud is said to have occurred. According to the BAMF's written communication, the density of checks has increased significantly in recent months, and some unreliable operators have been removed. The system is still struggling with the aftermath of the refugee crisis of 2015-2016, according to Matthias Jung, chairman of the Fachverband Deutsch als Fremd- und Zweitsprache, stating that, quote, "At the time, many foreign course providers came onto the market. Many people were mainly interested in maximizing profits. They also hired teachers with less qualifications, and you can feel that. There is a lot of bad quality in the language schools." Renowned language schools have also been criticized. A 21-year-old Syrian, Saman Ahmed, attended a German course at the Bildungswerk der Wirtschaft in Berlin and Brandenburg, or BBW, in Charlottenburg. He had learned English in Syria and was one of the better students in the German course, according to RBB. Ahmed explains that the course was slowed down by extremely weak participants, stating, quote, we often lost 1 or 2 hours a day in the B1 course because some students could not understand simple words or what the difference between dative and accusative was. The RBB confronted the Bildungswerk with this criticism. Its spokeswoman, Heike Milke, emphasized that the BBW does not mix advanced students with language beginners. These are normal performance differences within a learning level that cannot be excluded in a very heterogeneous group, such as refugees. After 600 lessons, refugees must have reached the advanced level of B1. According to BAMF statistics, an average of about 50% achieve this. 35% remain at the beginner level, A2, and 15% at the lowest level of A1. If one doesn't pass the exam, 300 repeat lessons are available. After that, the BAMF funding ends, and students can only try to obtain a German certificate at their own expense. They are already present at some points. Next bike bicycles at permanently installed stations, so anyone coming from the U-Bahn should be able to rely on finding a rental bicycle to continue their journey. This is the idea of the Senate, which will pay Nextbike 7.5 million euros over 5 years to set up stations and equip them with its bikes. However, the development of the network, which is supported with state funds, is coming to a massive halt. Since the end of 2018, more than 700 stations and 5,500 bikes of the supplier should have been on the road. To date, however, Nextbike has only 250 stations and 2,500 bikes in use. Nextbike spokeswoman Marika Rauchhaus stated that, quote, "Depending on the approval process with the districts, we want to increase the number of bikes to 4,000 and the stations to 500 this year. This is still much less than originally planned. The full range will not be available until 2020 at the earliest, despite the millions in funding." The State Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection does not see any breach of contract by the rental provider, despite the sluggish expansion, adding that Nextbike is meeting the requirements of their contract. The Senate Traffic Administration has emphasized that the districts and their delayed approval practices are more to blame, and Nextbike also stresses the problem, adding that approvals are still open from all districts. The Senate Traffic Department is therefore attempting to exert pressure on the districts. A spokeswoman said that districts had already been addressed about the topic, and it had been made clear that a rapid expansion of the Nextbike stations was, quote, "of interest to the entire city." An example is Mitte, where a significant number of the stations should be located. Sabine Weisler of the Greens, the city councilor responsible, stated that the necessary approval procedure takes a considerable amount of time and personnel, and stations have to be coordinated amicably with numerous specialist offices, such as the Department of Roads and Green Areas, Urban Planning, and Heritage Protection, but also the Representative for the Disabled. Weisler added that the desired station locations, especially in historic centers, are often not feasible because the requirements of monument protection have to be met. Nevertheless, most of the stations are to be approved in March, according to the Mitte District Office. According to reporting in the Morgenpost, what is missing are rental bikes in the suburbs. A total of 140 stations outside the S-Bahn ring are planned. But a look at the current offer of Nextbike revealed that outside the city center, the offer has so far been virtually non-existent. Several rental stations are located in Lichtenberg, but the rest of Berlin's suburbs are still free of rental bikes, despite the millions subsidized by the state. The new S-Bahn line S21 between the Hauptbahnhof and Wedding is expected to go into operation in December of 2020. According to a railway spokesman for the DPA, the trains will travel from Wedding and Westhofen stations to the traffic hub. Travelers from the north of Berlin will therefore be able to get to the main station more easily, whereas previously they had to change trains at the Friedrichstrasse station. One day, the S21 will also run from Wedding to Jörgstrasse in Kreuzberg, for which two further construction phases are planned. Originally, trains were supposed to run there as early as 2017, but in the end, the Senate no longer decided on an opening date, but only spoke of a start, quote, at the beginning of the 2020s in the new local transport plan. Should the opening next year be successful, the line will still not be complete. First, the trains will stop at a temporary station below Invalidenstrasse at the main station and not be able to enter the main station until 2026. In 2021, Deutsche Bahn intends to submit the zoning application for the second section, the connection between the Hauptbahnhof and Potsdamer Platz. If construction takes place a few years later, the preferred option will to be use a tunnel boring machine to drill one tube each east and west of the Reichstag through the government district at depths of up to 20 meters. The lines will meet in front of the Brandenburg Gate and be integrated into the existing north-south tunnel of the S-Bahn, creating an open yet temporary excavation pit in front of the Brandenburg Gate. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.